Welcome to the Washington Heights Church weekly podcast. We do this to help people feel at home at WHC, where we help people meet and follow Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us once again for the Washington Heights weekly podcast. And we try to just help you understand Washington Heights better and what's happening behind the scenes sometimes, what's happening around the church in our community and beyond. And today, want us to be a little bit more aware of one of the really powerful programs that's happening at Washington Heights. And if you're a part of it, you already know this. Maybe you've heard this name before, but you're not sure exactly what it means. And it's called Celebrate Recovery. And today, joining me on the podcast is the ministry leader of Celebrate Recovery, Catherine McLeod. Catherine, thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Roy. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, and just tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Catherine? Where's she from? And things like that.
Well, Catherine is a grateful believer in Jesus, actually, which is the most important thing about me. And I guess the second most important thing about me is I'm Canadian. So I came to Utah in 2009, and I come from a little province in Canada called Prince Edward Island, home of Anna Green Gables. That's how most people identify with it. And so I moved from the ocean to mountains, and I've been here for almost 12 years.
And horses are a part of your life now, aren't they?
Horses are a big part of my life. It's actually what I do for a living. So I ride and train horses, and I've done that. I'm a teacher by profession, so I've been able to combine the love of teaching and the love of horses and been able to enjoy that as a profession for the past 30 years. So I feel very blessed to be able to continue that in Utah. I did it at home, and I've been able to continue doing it here in Utah. So awesome. I'm very fortunate.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about Celebrate Recovery. Just what is it?
So Celebrate Recovery, you know, when you hear Celebrate Recovery, I thought it's a program for people with addictions. And Celebrate Recovery is a program for people with addictions, but it's also a program for people with any hurt, habit, or hang-up. So Celebrate Recovery has touched over 5 million lives in 35 countries. It's just a huge, powerful international program. It started at Saddleback Church in California. A man who was going to a traditional 12-step program decided that he wanted a program that really had Jesus as the higher power and only Jesus. And that's how Celebrate Recovery was born. And it has just grown and grown and grown and grown. And now it is a program, like I said, for hurts, habits, and hang-ups. And we all have a hurt. We all have a hang-up. We all have something we struggle with. So people come to Celebrate Recovery from every walk of life and with every kind of hurt, anxiety, depression, eating disorders, relationship issues, grief, coming from painful divorces, and also addictions and just behaviors that they are just struggling with and would like to gain some victory over. So that's kind of what Celebrate Recovery is.
So it sounds like it's for humanity, right?
It's for humanity. You know, I think John Baker and Rick Warren at Saddleback say everyone could use Celebrate Recovery. And I've seen it change so many lives, and I've seen it impact lives that I do believe that we can all benefit from it because we all have something that we struggle with. And so we use these 12 steps and these 8 principles that are based on the Bible, and we dig in there and we find out, like, why do we have that hurt? Why do we have that habit? And what can we do to work on it to make ourselves better and to feel more free? So it's a great program. Mm. But I'm biased, obviously.
You're allowed to be. And I also, participate in Celebrate Recovery on most nights anyway when I'm able to make it. And when I got there, and I know when you got there as well, the program was, I think it's a fair statement to say, it was struggling. And that is not the case anymore. And just so people know, Catherine has just provided a lot of leadership and guidance and direction for that program. But Catherine, what do you see, you know, as the reason for more people coming? Because I think when I started going, we were somewhere around in the teens, and now we'll have 50 people. Before the COVID shutdown, we hit 60 a couple times. What do you think it is that draws people to it and connects people to Celebrate Recovery?
Well, I think it's really important that we have senior pastor support. So your support there is huge. That's something that we're, when we go to leadership events, we're, you know, asked to, what can we do to encourage the senior pastors or the pastors of the church to become more involved in Celebrate Recovery and get to know it and see what it is. So I think that that's really helpful that we have support from the senior pastors, and, you know, we have Pastor Mike doing the music. I think we've seen the growth in Celebrate Recovery. I was looking around the other night, and there was more people in three split up women's groups than there used to be in the whole event. Hmm. So we had to split there. So there's over 30 women there. So we split into like groups of 10. It was just amazing to see that growth. And we have good leadership. We have leaders that are really dedicated that, you know, walk along beside me and really want to make Celebrate Recovery grow. They're enthusiastic. I believe that we have God on our side. I think that there's a lot of prayers go up for Celebrate Recovery. And I also think it's a unique program because people can come with so many various issues. And I think just getting the word out there that people know, wow, it's not just for a drug addict or an alcoholic. Hmm. It's for me. I have anxiety. And the word, I think, is getting out there. And as the program becomes more known just nationally, I think more people are attracted to it. You know, people look it up. I'll say to people when I meet them for the first time, how did you hear about us? You know, they'll Google it, and they've done a search. Big sign on our church, you know, everybody hurts and when Celebrate Recovery meets. I think that's been huge. I think people, like, see the sign, they drive by. And then I also think people know people who go to Celebrate Recovery, and they see the change in their lives, and they want to be part of that. Mm. So I think that that's really a big part of it, too. Mm. So, and the people are great. I mean, the people are great. People
they are.
Love coming because the people are so great.
They are. And I just feel like the people who are there are just some of the most genuine, humble people that I know.
Absolutely.
They are wonderful.
Absolutely.
And let's just talk a little bit of nuts and bolts. So CR meets every Tuesday. And so if somebody's listening and they're a little bit, I don't know what happens there if I walk through those doors. And sometimes we'll say, you know, it takes a lot of courage to walk through those doors. So if somebody's listening and they thought, you know what, I'm going to take a chance on that. It's Tuesday night. What time do they show up? And then what happens?
So they show up 6:15 and they should show up hungry because we have this great kitchen crew that also volunteers. And we have a meal every Tuesday, which is just such a time of fellowship, and we're practicing all kinds of COVID safety restrictions right now. So people should, I think, will feel safe. I certainly feel safe going. And we meet for this great meal. People get to know other people. They sit with them. They chat with them. So there's this kind of level of comfort before the meeting even starts. And I think people really enjoy that. They really enjoy that fellowship time. I think if you ask people what they liked most about it, that would be one of the highlights because it is just a really nice social time. After the meal, we move into the sanctuary, which I'm really excited about because the sound in there is great and people really like sitting in there. You know, the music sounds wonderful. So we have music and Pastor Mike's been doing the music and people just get to worship and just listen to the words of the songs, let it touch them. People worship however they feel comfortable. So that's a really nice time in our service. And that really separates Celebrate Recovery from a traditional 12-step program because I don't think they sang at AA. So we sang, you know, then we either have, after that, we have either a lesson, which is a tool. I'm going to say a lesson is a tool. You know, the other week you did one on forgiveness, and it was really about how do you forgive people who have hurt you? How do you forgive yourself for hurting others? And how do you know if God's forgiven you? And what does that look like in your life? So we do a lesson. Then the next week, we'll have somebody come up and talk about how Sober Eight Recovery has touched their life and what God has done with Sober Eight Recovery in their life and what their life looked like before Sober Eight Recovery and what it looks like after Sober Eight Recovery. And those, we call them testimonies. They're really amazing. There's just so many amazing stories. And everybody gets to identify with a part of someone's story almost always. After that, we disperse and we go into gender-specific small groups. And we call those groups open share groups. And we do have, sometimes we divide them up into issues. You know, there might be one called mixed issues. There might be one that has chemical dependency. There might be another one dealing with like childhood sexual traumas or any kind of childhood abuse. So it divides up whatever the needs are. And then people are just encouraged to, like, in that smaller setting, that is very safe. That is the one thing about Sober Recovery. It's a safe, safe place. So what happens there stays there. Who you see there stays there. It's a very safe place, and we are really hard to make it safe. And those open shares are just a time for people to just, you know, just discuss, like, what's bothering them, what's going on in their life. And then, of course, you know, we believe that, you know, God is in the room working miracles, and he sure does.
Hmm. So
that's kind of what Tuesday night looks like.
Yeah. And then there's one more level than that called a step study. Why don't you describe that for us a little bit?
Yeah. So after you've been going to Sober Eight Recovery for a little while, you may decide, you know, I really want to work through these eight principles, which we have eight principles, which are based on the 12 steps. I really want to work through these. You know, I realize I do the wrong thing all the time, and I want to stop doing that. Or I realize I've hurt people and I want to make amends. Those are some of the things that you work on when you work through the steps. So we meet in small groups, and they're called step study groups. There's four booklets that take you back to maybe your original hurt that you had as a child, or maybe your original hurt as a teen or a young adult, like whatever it is that you're struggling with. And you work through these books, you share with other people. There's a leader that walks along beside you and actually does the step study themselves. And that takes, you know, 6-9 months, depending on how many people are in the step study. You know, a big group can take close to a year. It sounds like it's a really long time to commit to something, but it's a life changer. It really is a life changer. And the step study, you know, you just feel so healed and so blessed and so changed when you finish one of those. So I just can't recommend them enough. I've done three myself, and they've all been life changing.
And those are gender specific as well.
Those are gender specific as well. And, you know, we meet at the church, and, you know, we currently have a couple going on. We have three going on right now. They're, you know, one will be wrapping up soon. The other two will go on for a little while. And, you know, we have a lot of demand, so no doubt we're going to have a couple more starting soon.
That's great. And you mentioned the stories. Is there one story of somebody who has been involved in Sober Eight Recovery that stands out to you as just an example of this is what could happen? I mean, we have all kinds of different issues, everything under the sun. But is there one story maybe of, hey, here's what happened when God showed up and somebody leaned into this program and, you know, here's the changed life as a result of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have so many. And, you know, I'll switch some things around to protect confidentiality. But, for example, there is a person that comes to see our and came with an addiction problem, a very serious drug addiction problem, and that was taking them down a really bad path, and the path that they just didn't think they could get off. And they decided to give Sober Eight Recovery a try. And it was met with, you know, it's probably not going to work. Nothing else has worked. I've tried, you know, I've tried other programs and they haven't worked. So I don't really see why this will work, but I'll give it a try. And I'm actually going to hand it over to God and let God use this program to work in my life. And that person is clean for years and years of this addiction. And then the other amazing thing that happened is this person went and said, you know, I'm going to do another step study because I have some like weight issues. I am, you know, I'm, you know, over 100 pounds overweight. I have some eating issues. And to use the same program to work on those eating issues. And now this person is an athlete, running and cycling and doing all kinds of things. And it's just amazing to see the change in that life, to see somebody have gone from like a drug addiction and then a food addiction to this really healthy person who is pretty much unrecognizable in the pictures, both just because the person was a drug addict and the person, you know, had a food addiction problem. And, you know, that is credit to the power of God using sober recovery in her life. So it's just really amazing story. And it's one that really just reminds me every time that this program works. Mm. And it, and, you know, it's worked for millions and millions of people all over, you know, all over the nation and all over the world. So it does. It's a powerful program. Mm.
And, you know, God can do whatever he wants. And sometimes, you know, he'll heal us because he chooses to, but CR really doesn't offer a shortcut, does it? It is a program that we need to engage with and to work, but God does work through it as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if it was just as easy as us just saying a prayer and we would be over whatever hurt, habit, or hang-up, you know, we have. For example, I worked a lot on resentment, and that was, you know, that was a tough one for me because I didn't really want to give up my resentments. And I let this program really work in my life. And letting go of those resentments, I could feel that God was using this program and me answering all these questions and meeting on Tuesdays and looking at my life and listening to the people when they do the lessons and reading the lessons and for me teaching the lessons and just applying that in my life has been, for me, a life changer. Mm. Definitely a life changer. To live a life now that, I'm not going to say I'm always free of resentments, but I am so much freer than I was. That is, it's like a new page. Mm. So, you know, I just think that it just has power. And, you know, you let God in there. You know, one of our first things we say is, you know, realize, like, you know, you step out of denial, realize that you have an issue that you need to work on, and that, you know, through God, you can change it. And that's really what happens.
Mm. And you mentioned life changer and some lessons along the way. Is there one lesson recently that you would point to say, you know what, here's what I've been learning lately?
One lesson I've been learning lately is no matter how sad I feel or even how happy I feel, or no matter what is going on in my life, when I step into Celebrate Recovery on Tuesday nights, I always have a changing moment. I always leave feeling blessed, changed, touched, moved, and grateful. Mm. Because the power of the people around me and the power of God using brokenness to change things for the good is just huge. Mm. So that would be the biggest thing for me.
Mm. Cool. And Catherine, I just want to thank you for what you do to make CR happen. And you already pointed to a leadership team, and I know there's a group of people who are part of that team. We talked about the kitchen group. We talked about Mike doing the music and lining some other people up with that. CR really is a village. But I also know when you showed up, you were the only woman, and now you talked about, you know, there being over 30 women there, and I know that has you've had a big influence on that. So thank you for what you've done to help this ministry grow, and I know that we are both very, very grateful to God for the way that he's working in
Absolutely.
People's lives. There is nothing like a life that is changed by the power of God. And maybe that's people
that's
stepping
so true.
into a relationship with him, but maybe inside of that relationship, they discover freedom and wholeness and healing and all of that. And there's just nothing like it. And it's just an exciting...
There's nothing like witnessing it.
No. It's an exciting place to be in CR because that is not the exception. It seems more like the norm of what's happening there. So thank you for being a part of making that happen. Thank you for joining us for this podcast as well and just helping people have a little bit of a better sense of one of the big things that happens at Washington Heights. So thank you, Catherine.
Well, thank you so much, Roy. I'm just honored to be part of it.
All right. And to everybody listening, thanks for joining us today. And we'll see you next time on the Washington Heights Weekly Podcast. Thanks for joining us for the Washington Heights Weekly Podcast. A new podcast we'll post every Monday. We encourage you to check it out, subscribe to it as well. It'll come into your feed automatically. And if you want to share that with somebody that you know that maybe wants to find out a little bit more about Washington Heights, go ahead and share that. And we look forward to hearing from you as well. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.